Psychic Marla Mitchell. I'm sorry. My
They're
headphones
icy.
Are really cold. Yeah, I should have warned you. They were sitting in my car all night long. I didn't take good care of my precious headphones, but that's okay. Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio, 1-800-595-2943. The phones are now unbusied, so there you go. But first things first, important business, what we do every Wednesday, is go over some numerology. People with birthdays today, you say they're in a 9 year?
What does that mean? Happy birthday, people. You're in a 9 year, and that is the year of change. It's the year of cleaning up your stuff. So if there are things that you need to complete and finish and wrap up and come to conclusions with, if there are loose ends that you need to let go of, people that aren't supporting you that you need to let go of, jobs that are just sucking, you need to move on. This is your year for change. And if you pay attention, it will go fairly well. If you don't, and you're absolutely supposed to end that relationship or you're supposed to leave that job, then if you don't do it, spirit will step in and you will be forced to do it. In other words, you'll get laid off or the other person will break up with you. But this is your year of change. It's like getting you back on course. It's a course correction. And it can be as painful as you want to make it. If you resist it, it can be painful. If you don't, it can go fairly well. Now, not to scare you, because some 9 years are fairly good and some 9 years are very dramatic. Okay. It just depends. They're not all bad and some of them are okay. But this is your year for change. So, you know, drink your OJ, get your strength up, because this is a year of change. And it's a good year because it's going to get you all set for your 1 year next year.
Yeah. The 1 year is going to be easier. If the 9 year is hard.
Yeah.
It can definitely be very draining and scary.
Fearful. But like I said, don't resist it. Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, just go with it.
Go with it. Go with the flow and then start embrace letting it. Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Embrace the move, the change, the relationship. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just inward personal attitude stuff, start working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Start meditating. Start eating healthy. Start letting go of those judgments.
Yeah. My boyfriend's going through his 9 year. He's also
Out kind of rough too.
Yeah, it started out kind of rough, but you know, it's all a lesson that he's learning.
Yeah.
And I think he's definitely learning it. And he's also, you know, going through Saturn returns, which
is also a double Saturn return. Yeah, Saturn is the teacher. And if you're not on path, it will show you where you're not on path and what you need to do to make those changes.
Man.
It'll kick you in the butt.
Yeah. Well, and he's gone through that the last.
I'm going through my second Saturn return.
Ooh.
Along with my 7 year last year, I'm finishing my second Saturn return. And you know,
really
I thought,
tough.
Oh, this is going to be easier. But it is, but it's also more internal.
Yeah.
Just really digging up, like almost like finishing up all my past stuff and just really letting it go. Just letting all of that go. And so I've been digging up a lot of stuff.
Oh man.
But hey, it's good.
That's good. Yeah. Inner growth is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X until 9 o'clock. If you have a question, go ahead and give us a call. Or if you want to talk to her, but you don't really have a specific question or you're embarrassed to ask, you're scared to ask, you can ask for a cold reading.
Yeah.
Those would work
as well. And give us a fake name by all means.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be real. 1-800-595-2943 and on Facebook, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, what's your question for Marla?
I have a question. My family and I just moved to Colorado, and I just wanted a reading about that.
Okay, like whether it was the right move or what's going to happen while you're in Colorado or all the above?
Yes.
Okay, this is for Jennifer. All right. So if you've listened before, you know that I pull astrology cards as well as part of this. And so just with a yes or no, are you a Virgo?
No, Capricorn, 1226.
Okay, so I'm pulling Virgo, Libra, and Aquarius. And that doesn't mean that the cards are wrong. It just tells me more information about your question. So you recently did a move. So I pulled the Fool. The Fool is a card of starting over. It's a major card in the deck of tarot. And it means just, it's like, following the yellow brick road. You just follow and do everything, you know, just kind of go along with the flow. Don't have any attachment to any one thing. Be excited about your new journey. You have a lot to gain by being here, because I pulled the card that is about financial gain, health improvement. So it feels really good. Now, the Virgo card is coming in. It's not you. So the Virgo card, I'm going to apply that. And that is in the position of hopes and dreams and fears. And so this is about wanting to find your place in the world, wanting to find your space, your place, finding a place of peace and solitude. I don't know where you moved from. Where'd you move from?
Omaha.
Omaha. Okay. Nebraska. Wonderful.
Yes.
So you're going to love it here, because you will find there's a lot of, you know, if you haven't been here much, those of us who just love Colorado, there's a lot of beauty and peace. And just for me, looking at the mountains in the mornings or any time when I'm stressed out, I can just look at the view and just it just takes your breath away. And that's the peace that you can find just by admiring the beauty in nature here. And then it shows tremendous pleasure. It shows also for the near future self-improvement. It shows love. It shows balance and healing, which is the Libra card. And then it does show. Now, let me ask you, because this Aquarius card is coming in, are you, I don't want to say running away from something in Omaha, but did you move out here? Did your family move out here to wipe the slate clean, so to speak?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, because that's what the Aquarius card's telling me. So it's good. You know, wherever you go, there you are. Like, you can't run away from things, but you can get a new perspective in a new environment. And so that's what this feels like. It's like a change of scenery will do you good. A change of scenery will do you, help you make the changes you need to make for all of you. I don't know how big your family is, but it does show positive change, working on still letting go of the past, because like I said, wherever you go, there you are. You still brought who you are with you. But there's just a lot of internal shifting going on with your move here. And it's all good. It looks really, really good.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Dustin.
Hey, Dustin. What's your question for Marla?
I've got a couple of questions, if that's all right. I would like to know, like, my financial kind of, like, this year's going to be, like, financially. And I'm actually just started like a new relationship, and we are just completely polar opposites. Like, we are just polar opposites, but we've been friends for years, and so it's kind of one of those things where we're gonna try it out.
Yeah,
and so
far
everything's been going good. It's just kind of, I don't know.
Okay, well, first on the financial front, the very first card I pulled, Wheel of Fortune. Woohoo. It looks really good. Now, it shows that you're afraid of losing it, or you're afraid of, I don't know if it's investments or just, you know, how much money you've saved or what you're worried about saving. But it shows, you know, don't go into worry, because energy flows where the mind goes. So if you're always worried about the lack, oh, I don't have enough, or how am I going to make ends meet, or how can I afford to buy a house someday, or how can I ever, you know, if you're always thinking those, then spirit hears that, the energy goes out, and if it picks up that you're sensing lack, it gives you what you're thinking. So if you notice lack, that's what it will give you. Oh, he wants more lack. He wants more poverty, more whatever, okay? If you focus on what you do have, so in other words, gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, focus on, no matter if you have just $4 in your account, be grateful. Thank you for the money in my account. Thank you. My bank account is half full. It doesn't mean half full. Like I said, it could still be $4, but you don't want to make it full. You want to just always be grateful for every, if you find a dime on the sidewalk, thank you, spirit. Just be grateful. But it shows money changing. It shows it growing. It shows it improving. I got a pregnancy card. This is not about relationship. This is still money. And pregnancy is about money too, giving birth to money. So if you are in investments, if you are buying a house or going for that promotion, it's going to happen. Okay? Okay, so I wouldn't worry about finances. Just keep your thoughts positive. Now, as far as the love interest, can you give me a name for the new love? Maybe make it a fake name if you want.
We'll do Haley.
Haley. Okay. So first, let me just tell you something about opposites. I'm married to my opposite, and I know a lot of people that are. And one of the things that's most important to remember about being here is we come here as spiritual beings in a human body to learn the difference between polar opposites, love and hate or love and fear, hot and cold, black and white. I mean, everything down here has an opposite. So we can learn to appreciate that. And so oftentimes couples will end up with their complete opposite in order to learn, love, and appreciate the differences between each other. And if you can love and appreciate someone who is your opposite, that's like the ultimate love. That's unconditional love, because you are not trying to change them. They're not trying to change you. And you've found a way to complement each other to make it work. Do you understand? And
yeah.
So I see that this can be challenging. And trust me, being with your opposite can be challenging, but it doesn't mean that everything is opposite. You surely have some things in common or you wouldn't be attracted to each other, correct?
Correct.
Correct. But maybe some of the things that are opposite are huge, right? And so you just need to love and appreciate her and vice versa for the differences, for what she can bring to the relationship and what you can bring, and make it work. But it does look very, very promising. I've got the love card. I've got the, have you moved in together yet?
No.
That's coming. Did I just scare you?
You might have.
Did I just take your breath away?
A little bit there.
Okay. Now, I didn't pull marriage, not yet, but I do pull soulmate.
Not yet.
Not yet. Molly's
like, crap, I shouldn't have called.
Molly's loving it. You guys are soulmates. Now, again, not all soulmates are forever, but soulmate means there is a powerful connection, and you said that you've been friends for a long time. So I don't see why you shouldn't try and see what this is all about. And just remember, when she drives you crazy with whatever she does that you don't agree with or you don't do, learn to respect her opinion and, you know, vice versa, and her interest. You know, there's something good about being opposite, too, because you each have your own separate lives that you can go and do your thing. And then you find something in common that you can do together, because it really is important in a healthy relationship to have your own individuality, to have your own interests, so that you can get the space apart that you need and you can come together again and really enjoy each other more when you have that time together. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Well, don't go into this with your dragging your heels and grinding your teeth because she doesn't put away the toothpaste tube or whatever we're talking about. just appreciate the differences and realize that she's going to teach you, and vice versa, a new way to look at things, a new way to see things, a new way to solve problems, to, you know, believe in whatever, things like that. Okay?
Perfect.
I say dive in and go for it.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks, Dustin.
Thanks, Dustin.
Yeah. He didn't like that.
He did. I don't know if he didn't like it. I think he was just very scared.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it is hard being with your opposite. It really is. But it's also, it can be very exciting and quite an adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. An adventure is definitely one way to put it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But for me, I don't think, my husband and I have talked, I don't think we would have made it if we were younger when we met,
mm-hmm.
because we were too caught up in our own egos.
Yeah.
But, we met in our 50s. And so we're older and we appreciate the differences, and I don't try to change him.
Right.
But I think it can be more challenging when you're younger.
Yeah.
So So you just got to be open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And open heart.
Yeah. Speaking of open-mindedness and adventures, we had our speed dating event last night.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody get pregnant yet?
I have no idea, but I was going to ask you for an update. Did anyone
fall in love?
Did anyone hook up last night?
Well, let's see.
Obviously, we don't know names, but... I'm just
curious.
Let's
see how the speed dating went for the radio station. Now, was that a local restaurant or bar here?
Yeah, it was at Old Chicago in Old Town.
Okay.
And it was packed. 50 guys, 50 girls.
Wow. I pull failure.
Aww.
I don't know if there's any really solid matches here.
Okay.
I got pregnancy again.
You got it again? Okay. So
it doesn't mean somebody didn't hook up.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's going to work out in any marriages for anybody.
Okay.
But if you were at that speed dating event and you are going to go on a date with somebody, use protection.
Yeah.
I got pregnancy twice now.
Yeah.
So someone's going to get pregnant from this or not. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Holy.
Yeah. That's
so
interesting.
So it wouldn't mean new beginnings? Like maybe it could be something that starts out and then fizzles off a little bit? Or does it mean someone's going to get...
My first thought was pregnancy. So I kind of go with what my intuition tells me first, whether it's just a timing or is it literally someone getting pregnant? And I got someone gets pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Both times.
Well, okay then.
So again, if you were one of those people and you have a date lined up...
Just... Be
forewarned.
And if you hooked up last night, then just, you know, do what you need to do. Or go with it.
Yeah, or go with it.
1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio. Just talking about my New York trip. I'm going to New York City tomorrow.
The Big Apple.
Yeah, the Big Apple. It's going to be my first time, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Yeah, so... Cool. If you have any suggestions, go ahead and give me a call this morning, too, and let me know. But also with your questions.
Well, I could give you a suggestion right now.
Could you? Well, what would you recommend in New York?
Well, I'm just going to flip cards on it and just see how it's going to go.
Okay, yeah.
Let me just do that for Molly here. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to do quick three cards.
Okay.
Oh, I got success. I got, well, you're going with a boy. You already knew that.
I knew that.
it looks really good. It looks very profitable somehow. So I don't know, maybe good for the relationship. It's
profitable.
Profitable. I know.
Maybe I'll get discovered. Maybe Aaron will get discovered because he has a show on Sunday night somewhere. Oh, okay. I have no idea where it is, but he got on a show. So maybe he'll get discovered.
I got success. I got, now this could also be about health and well-being. It could just be good for the relationship, but it looks really good. Yeah.
Cool.
And enjoy your trip. It's going to be fun. Awesome.
I'm excited. Well, my mother will be very happy to hear about that, especially with what you told me off the air before we started.
We could get her all curious. Jeannie, I know when you're going to be a grandma.
Oh, my God. She's probably listening right now.
I just told
mother,
Molly when you're going to be a grandma. So
mother,
you're going to have to.
Yeah, when you're 60 years old and you know Laura's not going to have a kid. So you're welcome. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
Nikki.
You said Nikki with an N?
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Right. what's your question for Marla?
Well, first of all, this is Nikki Brown. Hi, Marla.
Hi.
I've done a personal reading with you. I am looking at changing my wedding date.
Oh.
Playa del Carmen, Mexico. 11 is my lucky number, and I just realized that November 11th is on a weekend. So I would like for you to ask the cards how the weather is going to treat us.
Last week was politics. This week's it's weather. Okay, let me just see what we get here for. And I do remember you and talking about November wedding in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes. And I told you not to worry about it far as the whole political thing. Yes. And now we're looking at the weather. I get victory. I do get some concerns, but you know, have you been to Mexico? Sometimes the rain just comes and goes like that. You know, it's like Colorado. It can rain and then it'd be bright sunshine the next, you know, half hour. So I get that there's a concern, but I also get that it comes out fine. So
to answer your question, yes, I have been to Playa del Carmen and it poured. It was horrible. I mean, it was beautiful where we went and everything. We had one day of sunshine, and it was just raining cats and dogs the entire time.
Oh, the whole time. So, because I've been there, and sometimes it just pours, and then the next, you know, half hour, it's just sunny and muggy and hot again. But sometimes it will pour for days.
Yeah.
Let me try one other way of asking. Is the weather going to hold up? Now, you're going to do it on a weekend, and is it going to be a short, quick ceremony? Oops, I just dropped a card. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I get abundance, Ace of Pentacles. It looks okay. You know, like I said earlier to another caller, energy flows where the mind goes. So you just keep picturing sunny weather, happy times, you know, just keep picturing the beach and the sunshine and the trees and everything going well. Don't even go to that what if, okay?
Yeah.
Because you need to visualize, all right? And just feel what the, feel, see yourself standing in the dress with the sun on your face. And just maybe if you're in the sand, your feet are barefoot and you're just enjoying it and hearing the ocean breeze and feeling it on your face. Just keep picturing sunny, warm, happy, bright blue skies. Okay? Because it looks okay.
All right. Will do.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
It's 94 through the X, Front Range Alternative. Got a Facebook message from Jennifer, but she'd like a cold reading for her daughter, Sarah. Sarah's birthday is February 5th, and she'd also like to know what Sarah's spirit animal is.
Okay. Well, that was a lot. Okay.
I know. So, okay. So cold reading and spirit animal
for Sarah.
For Sarah.
Okay. And her birthday is February 5th.
Yes.
So she's in an 8 personal year. And that is a year of prosperity,
that's
year
good.
Of growth. Let me get this going here. Okay. I'm going to flip the cards and then spirit animal for Sarah. It's coming in. Hold on. It's kind of fuzzy. I'll keep flipping cards. All right. Spirit animal. You know, it's I don't quite know what it is, meaning it looks like a white wolf or a white dog. And so it could literally be a dog like one of those Alaskan Huskies or what's those other big white ones? Those huge Pyrenees.
Pyrenees. Okay.
Yeah. It looks like a Pyrenee, a Grand Pyrenee.
Oh,
so
wow.
I would look up dog.
It's a very majestic dog.
And if they have a Pyrenee spirit animal, specifically Pyrenee, I would look it up because that's what it looked exactly like to me, was a huge white dog. And I don't think there's that many white, you know, or albino wolves. This looks to be bigger than a wolf. This is
okay.
A bit. Those grand
fluffy and just
Pyrenees are big. Huge dogs.
Yeah.
So I think it's a Pyrenee, a dog.
Okay.
So beautiful. Look up dog and look up Pyrenee. And then for a cold reading, let's see, she is an Aquarius. So we've got Leo here. Her strength, a lot of strength and courage is being asked of Sarah for this year. Mm-hmm. Ego issues are going to come up, meaning she's going to be challenged. She needs to stay connected to source through meditation, prayer, walking barefoot in the grass it's going to be warm all week again. Staying grounded, staying focused. There is some sorrow or some sadness that she is dealing with, and or maybe a slight depression, but it is going to improve the more she can stay connected. She has a tendency to overcommit, to overdo. And so, Sarah, if you're listening, or your mom, try to take, you know, offload some stuff off your plate. Don't overcommit. Don't take on anything else. You've already overcommitted as it is. You've got too much going on and you need to kind of let some things go. This year is about doing what feels right for you. Financially, burden will be lifted as well. You are in an 8 year. I got the 8 coming in again, and this shows growth and healing. But really, it looks like a fairly good year as long as you don't overcommit. And if you're already overcommitted, then start letting go of some of that and don't take on anything else. But for the most part, it's just a year of furthering your connection with spirit through meditation, through hiking, being out in nature, things like that. But it looks pretty good for Sarah. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. That's for Sarah on Facebook, 94 through the X. Bonnie wants to know if you have a special book that you recommend for crystals. She says she loves that you use crystals and the way you use them. And was wondering, like, what do you use for a reference?
Absolutely. The best book I've known, and they update it every year, is called The Crystal Bible.
Okay.
And it's not very big. It's probably, you can fit it in your purse. It's like maybe 4x5, okay? And it's kind of thick, but it fits in a purse and you can carry it with you in your suitcase. But They update it every year because there's always, you're always, you know,
always
finding
new. Yeah.
New gems, new crystals, new things like that.
Yeah.
So Crystal Bible, the Crystal Bible is a great little book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. It's 94 Through the X psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio. Also, we're going to take a quick song break in just a second, but you have a workshop coming up that's super popular.
Yes.
Only have like, what, four spots left?
Four spots left. I just announced it on Monday and it's almost full.
And it's really cool. I did it several months back. Tell us about it.
It's called Drum. There's three things we're going to do. That's a drum journey healing. We're going to do, I always kick up with a new meditation each time. So people who come back again, it's new for them with meditation.
Cool.
We're going to meditate with the 12 archangels and connect with them and do some healing work. And then I'm going to open up at the end. Sometimes we have maybe a half hour left. Well, I'll just clear the energy and open up a channel and I'll do some channeling for the group. And if anyone's loved ones come in, then I'll talk. I'll be the vehicle and communicate loved, you know, messages from loved ones to you in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
very
it's fun.
Cool.
And drum journey healing, everyone lies on the floor. You bring your little blanket and your little pillow, and it's a very cushioned, thick carpet. So you're lying on the floor, and I do the drumming, and you go into like a hypnotic trance, and everyone goes out. I've never had anyone stay awake looking at me like I'm crazy. And I stand over you and I'm beating the drum. I'm walking up and down and you go into a trance and you go back and you get to heal something from your past, remove anger, remove fear and worry. Sometimes you heal several events, several things. And then you come back and you're like, wow, what was that? And it's pretty cool.
I remember when I did that, I went back because there was this girl from junior high school who was just mean to me. Like we were really good friends and then one day she just flipped. I don't know if we woke up in a parallel universe or what happened, but you know, I don't know. I guess that happens with girls sometimes. They just turn on their girlfriends.
Yeah.
And in the drum journey thing, I just went on this like just screaming expletives and calling her mean, nasty names, which is not very nice. But, you know, I went back and I'm like, you know, just kind of healed it.
You got
it.
To heal it. And if you didn't get closure, then you got closure.
It was
in your hypnotic state.
You know, and this was not, you know, an in-person confrontation. So that's why I think it's
okay. So do you feel better about it?
Like, God, I'm so much better because I mean, you know, I sound like a mean girl myself now, but because it was not in person. Want to clarify that. But, you know, because of this girl, I had issues with some other people where, you know, they did kind of the same stuff. And I'm like, why am I feeling so upset about this? And, you know, it was because of her and, you know, my insecurities and issues surrounding that time.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We will have people come in our lives and they'll say something and we will get mad at them for no reason when really it's something we're harboring from the past.
Yeah.
And we need to let that go so we cannot carry that baggage with us.
Well, this other person was mean to me. But the way that I was like,
but you hadn't learned the lesson.
Yeah, the way I was coping with it wasn't very relaxing.
So until you learn the lesson, you then feel that way again.
Yeah.
So this workshop, I mentioned it, didn't say when. It's Thursday, March 9th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And to register, just go to my website, marlamitchell.com, or call my office line, 970-223-3457, and you get on the list. I only have four spaces left. And then you have to pay in advance. It's just $65 for 2 hours.
Okay.
And you get all kinds of yummy information. You get to meditate with the angels. You get to heal, and you get to witness a channeling medium session.
It's really, really cool.
It's fun. It's my most popular workshop.
Yeah. Going back to the message from Jennifer, she wanted her a cold reading for her daughter, Sarah.
Yeah.
She says, thank you. That was wonderful. I'm amazed at what Marla says and that it was spot on for her.
Oh, sweet.
So,
good.
Very cool. Some more validation for you. 1-800-595-2943. 94 through the X. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, what's your question for Marla?
I was just wondering if I could get a cold reading.
Sure.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, hold on. Let me get the card shuffled. Cold reading coming up. Oh, my, my. I'm pulling Scorpio. Are you Scorpio, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Wow, you're pulling all of them. Okay, hope you got a pen and paper ready. You got a lot of stuff going on. And those of you listening, I do, you know, Molly records the shows, and then I put them on my website. So if you are wanting to hear the radio show again, you can go to my website, MarlaMitchell.com, and see all and hear all the radio shows, you know, that I put up there. They're up there, back there till like September and even before that. So you can listen to these again if you don't take notes or if you want to hear again what I said. So for you, Jennifer, I get that there is happiness around you, but that there's some reason or something that's kind of sitting on top of you, keeping you from enjoying it as much. I don't know if there's a depression or sorrow or doubt or fear, but there's some heavy blanket on top of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, weighing heavy. And I do show that when you can, it's almost like lift it up just a little bit and just peek out from under this, whatever this heavy curtain is that's blocking your view. You are the Empress. You have everything you need to get through this. You have every tool, every bit of wisdom and connection to spirit to help you through this time if you're having a rough time. I do pull the Scorpio card. Now, you're not a Scorpio, so I'm going to ask, did somebody recently die?
No.
Okay, did you have a loss recently? Are you going through a loss? Because the Death card is about loss or fear of loss that's coming.
Well, I did recently just switch jobs.
Okay, was it hard?
Due to obligation. Yeah, it was difficult because it changed a lot of different things in my life, and I was just recently diagnosed with a chronic, long-term, non-curable condition. So.
Well, that's the Death card, too, because it doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means that when you get news that can show or make you feel like there's an end to a way of things, an end to, you know, getting a diagnosis of a health condition can be like a death sentence, meaning, oh, I can never do this again, or I'm going to always have to be on this type of meds or this type of ritual, you know what I'm saying, regimen, routine. So, and then the job change, like you said, you had to change jobs. So this is a rebirth for you or a new way of looking at your life. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So the way I want you to look at that, this is exactly what I said. This is a wake up call for you to look at things in a new way and not to be the victim here. Okay. And it's hard because, you know, I had a health crisis about 8 years ago where I literally almost died. It was that serious in the ER. And, when you come up out of that and that kind of major surgery, you do really, your life really does change and it changes how you look at things. And so you need to, when you can, look at this somehow from a positive light and not that you are a victim here or that you have to, you know, go into this, oh, I can't do that, I can't do this. It's more of what gifts are being brought to you. And that may take a while to see the gift in this diagnosis, but there are things that you can do. And I get the Tower card as well. I get the Struggle card. I get the Hangman card. Like I said, you pulled all the heavy duty hitters here. And this shows that you're going through, you understand that, you're going through a major metamorphosis. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Major.
I'm feeling it.
So I want to just ask, I'm not pushing for anything other than, have you thought of, so are you going to be on meds the rest of your life? Or can you do some holistic health to help you with that? Or? Holistic health care.
So I've changed up my diet, and I'm on like 5 different anti-inflammatory meds.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
So.
Have you thought of things like acupuncture, Reiki, massage, things like that? Have you tried those?
I haven't tried them yet per se, only because I'm just waiting for some type of health insurance to kick in.
Gotcha.
That's more stable.
Okay. Now, anti-inflammatory, there are a lot, you've looked up the foods that are bad, like tomatoes are really bad, right? You understand that? Those cause inflammation. So there's a lot of things that you can do to help with inflammation, but, you know, not to give you a lecture over the phone here, but I do show that you do come through this, that you don't forget who you are. You're a spiritual being and you're in this human body that is talking to you and telling you, kick up, kick up your health care, kick up your diet, improve how you eat, improve your exercise. Maybe you just start doing some light stretches or things like that till you get back into a place of feeling better. But in the long run, I do show focus, meditation, pleasure, healing, and self-esteem, all of these improving. So you will get better, but you need to just take on the attitude of, I'm the one in control. I'm the one that's going to, you know, only I can fix this, and I know what my body needs, and I'm going to just start really taking really good care of myself by doing what feels right for me. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it can be frustrating. Trust me, I've had a lot of issues just recovering from my incident 8 years ago, and just so I'm still tweaking and changing my diet and what I can and can't do for exercise, but it does. It does get better, and I just show improvement with you, but I feel like you're going to come out of this and you're going to really, let me see what, if I can get a vision of, it's just, you're going to have to be really rigid with the diet, but you're going to find a rhythm and a system that works for you, and you'll find out when you stray from it that the next couple of days you may feel bad and you'll have to go back on this rigid diet, but it's okay because it's something that will teach you discipline and build your character. There's something in this for you that's very, very positive. Okay?
I feel that. I feel like I was listening at first because it started way back at the end of 2016. And I feel like I can't hear the positive stuff around me anymore. And I can't figure out why.
Okay.
And I keep trying to quiet down to hear it so I can keep moving forward. But I feel deaf.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not seeing the positive pieces that are put in my place to grasp.
I don't know if you can, but you would really benefit from coming to my workshop on the 9th of March to meditate, learn how to meditate, because this is for beginners and people who know how to meditate. You would really benefit. We'd do a drum journey. I don't know if you can do it. It's from 7 to 9. Or just come see me, you know, for a private session. I could help you with some of that. Do you understand?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
You need to get your connection to spirit back so that you can know when your body's telling you this works, this doesn't work. And you know, Western medicine is great, but they don't know it all. I'm sorry, they don't. And my brother's a doctor, but they just don't. And I think there's a good combination of holistic and Western medicine that people can use to using their own intuition to help get healthy and stay healthy. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Because like whenever it first started, I would hear things would start moving around me, and like literally they were like physical things that just, I knew that's what the route that I had to go. Like things would just literally move and make noises.
Yeah.
And I figured that was a guide or something of the sort.
Absolutely.
Trying to make me pay attention.
Absolutely. But fear gets in the way. Illness can cause fear. When things start going south, we go into this panic and, oh my God, what's coming up and what's going to happen? And then we stop connecting, and then we stop getting the messages. And so you're getting messages, but you're not hearing them. Or you're not seeing them, okay?
Yeah.
And so we've got to find a way to get you back in the connected place so that you can, and diet is the first and foremost. I totally agree with your diet. And then you'll start feeling better, and then meditation, things like that, okay? You're welcome. Thanks for calling,
Thanks.
Jennifer.
Got time for a couple Facebook messages that came through. This one is from Mariah. She'd like a cold reading, and she is an Aries.
Aries, okay. Let's see what we get. Nice. Very nice cards, Mariah. Okay. A lot of good things coming in. I would say this is kind of a lucky time for you. There has been some drama. I suggest to bring in or enhance more of the luck that you have coming your way or opportunities is to stay out of drama. Mm-hmm. There is drama around you as well. And that only coat you with negative energy, brings you down, and it just lowers your light. Whenever we get caught up in gossip and drama and things like that, people, you know, we all have an aura field. And when we get caught up in that negative stuff, it dims our light. It dims our connection to spirit. And so this is for Mariah. Stay out of that nasty stuff, and you will bring your light, will be brighter, so enough of the good energy gets out and it can be seen, because you do have a new opportunity coming and you want to be seen. Looks like a new job, a new beginning. It looks very positive. I don't know if you're looking for a new job, Mariah, but you do have an opportunity for a raise or a new job coming your way fairly quick. If I had to say, it could be March, as early as March, April, May at the very latest. So a new job coming your way, promotion, something like that. You may not think that you're up for it. You may think that, oh, this is hopeless, but I don't get that at all. I get that you need to have faith and trust that the odds are in your favor. And this is all about your self-esteem and growth. And yeah, I even pull pregnancy with it, which means 9 months or less. I think this is more like you probably already in your third trimester as far as getting that job, that it's coming fairly soon. And if I'm wrong and it's later and it is the full 9 months, this is good stuff. So you need to really keep the faith, stay hopeful. Something positive is coming your way as far as financial, job, promotion, something like that. And just keep focusing on it and seeing that you deserve it. So that's for Mariah.
Cool. That's for Mariah on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Now, there's a few names going on here.
Okay.
The message is from Ginger, but she's wanting to know if her mom, Amanda, excuse me, let me reword that. Her mom, Amanda, wants to know if her sister, Sandy, is sending all the dimes around her house. And Amanda also wants to know what her spirit animal is.
So there's no Ginger? Who's Ginger?
Ginger's just messaging me on Facebook.
Okay. So,
so Amanda,
somebody wants
is,
to know if a spirit named Sandy is leaving them dimes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to say that, because one of the ways that our guides and angels communicate with us is by leaving coins where we can find them. And especially if it's repetitive and you're always finding dimes or you're always finding pennies. And it doesn't matter if they're heads up or heads down. I don't go with that. That's more superstitious. Mm-hmm. But if you're finding coins, especially when you are thinking of a person, missing a person, wanting a message, then that's your validation. And you got to remember, people, we are all connected and we're all spiritual beings. And when we come here, our memories are wiped clean and we forget who we are. And so we then create, our higher selves create angels and guides and spirit animals to help us remember who we are. And so these guides and angels, as part of helping us remember, will leave us messages and dimes, and they'll have someone come say a message to us. And we're always trying to remind ourselves of who we are and how to stay connected. And so, yes, coins are one of the ways that we, our higher selves, through our guides and angels, let us know that there's something more than just a physical body here.
That's awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Very cool.
So my answer to what was your name?
Ginger
is yes. The coins are a message. Now, a spirit animal, is this for Ginger or for her other friend?
This is for her mom, Amanda.
Amanda, your spirit animal is something with a tail. Hold on. Oh, it morphed really quickly into a little squirrel.
Aww, so, cute. I hope she likes squirrels.
It feels like a squirrel. Cute. Yeah, some people don't like squirrels because they're pretty. I think they're cute, but they're pretty. They can be very. What's the word?
Be annoying.
Disastrous to the yard. They dig up the yard and put berry nuts and stuff. Yeah. But this is a squirrel for Amanda.
Yeah. Is it a gray squirrel or a brown squirrel?
Actually, it's what I used to see in the Midwest. An orange one.
Ooh,
it's an orange squirrel.
An orange squirrel. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we have run out of time. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X. My headphones are bugging out. Let's talk real quick one more time about your workshop. You said you now have only three spots.
I have three spots left. I had four about 20 minutes ago. Now I got three. And it's a workshop on March 9th. It's a Thursday from 7 to 9. We're going to do a drum healing. I do the drumming. You do the healing. We're going to do a meditation with the 12 archangels. And we're going to do a channeling session where I channel to the group any message that need to be given to the group as a whole. And if any loved ones come in, then we'll also hear from loved ones. And that is $65. You can go to my website, marlamitchell.com. and register for that. You can also call my office, 970-223-3457, sign up for the workshop and or get a private session with me.